because in the Bells of St Mary's, there are six notes that he puts together. The way the frequencies interrelate gives an exact bell sound. That's how good this man was.
It was a chance meeting in a Hobart hotel which made flight engineer Graham Pope fall in love with the music of a famous Australian pianist.
It's a long story. I never set out to get involved in what I do now, but it's something that's evolved more out of a passion for one guy's music that I met when I was towards the end of my career. I was flying the mail around the country with Australia Air Express, and I used to overnight in Hobart a lot, and I met John Sidney down there. I went into the Waratah Hotel to make a reservation for my family who were going to join me on a flight.
And the piano in the background was John Sidney.
It was John Sidney, absolutely. I walked in and I saw this lovely big Yamaha upright with John playing away, and I sat down and had lunch and listened to the whole performance for 2 hours.
Graham would go on to book a studio and record several CDs of John Sidney's music. It wasn't until later that Graham realised the potential of the music to brighten the lives of older people living in residential care.
How I got involved with aged care with his music is, I made it my business to become his friend, and I funded him through the studio to record for my own personal collection, because my natural instinct when I heard his piano is, how do I preserve this man's music? Because once this generation's gone, that style of playing's gone forever. And so I was very focused. I knew nothing about preserving music at that stage, but I made it my business to learn. And cut a long story short, I actually made an arrangement with the studio in Hobart, and then just said to John, whenever the mood moves you, you go and play, and then they just send me the bill. And I was going to record everything that man could play.
With John Sidney's music recorded and on CD, Graham still wasn't sure exactly how to market it.
I had two friends of mine who work in aged care, and when they were at our place and I had the music playing, they said to me, you know, Graham, what you've got in your hands is gold for the people we look after. And they encouraged me to market it to aged care. So that was 13 years ago. So I had no idea how I was going to do that. I've had no experience with selling or marketing or music, because until I had this little brush with the entertainment world, my whole life was aeroplanes and farming.
After travelling around and offering the music to aged care facilities, Graham became disillusioned with what he saw as a purely medical focus to aged care. He saw that aged care facilities were more like extensions of hospitals than proper homes.
And I learnt very quickly that the aged care industry was very clinical in its approach to managing the care for our elderly people, and that disturbed me a little bit. So I guess I've sort of become a voice. They don't have a say in the way that they're looked after too much. They do probably in some places now. I notice they involve the residents in meetings and discussions about things that they would like, and how, which is good to see. It's great. But when I first started 13 years ago, the industry was not quite like that. So it really thrills me to see there is a gradual change, but the change is still too slow.
Graham Pope has now travelled the length of the country with the music of John Sidney. In outback Queensland, it was welcomed by Juliet Janke, who's the activities officer at the Longreach RSL Care Pioneers Home.
You know, music is just so soothing, and there's always movement when there's music. It just brings quality of life. It just brings back that reminiscing, that memory of their life and just how it was for them when they were growing up. And it's something for their mood and their memories to stimulate what they had.
Edith Patterson and Anne Hoare are neighbours at the Pioneer Care Home. They say when there's quality entertainment, it makes a big difference to their lives.
We do different things. We've had a harpist lady came in, played the harp.
I think considering we're out, you know, a fair way out, but we do very well, really, yes.
Do you think it's important? Because I imagine you can't necessarily take yourself out as much these days, so it's important that they come to you, isn't it?
Yes. No, it's lovely. They really get top artists in, I think, yes.